Good morning, Newville. Again, I'll be reading a series of scripture verses, and you all have them. I'll be reading from, first of all, from 1 Corinthians, from Isaiah, again from 1 Corinthians, from Romans, and then from John's Gospel. I want to say first that I have often the opportunity to listen to people who are in other churches, and I am reminded again and again and again when I hear about the things that are happening in churches and even the messages that are preached, that I'm very grateful for Newville, very grateful. We have a uniquely good and rare thing here, and I'm grateful for it. You all are a part of it. From 1 Corinthians 12:7, a manifestation of the Spirit is given to each person to produce what is beneficial. From Isaiah, then your light will appear like the dawn, and your recovery will come quickly. Your righteousness will go before you, and the Lord's glory will be your rear guard. From the Corinthian letter, and no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. Romans, what can be known about God is evident among them, because God has shown it to them from the creation of the world. His invisible attributes, that is, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood through what he has made. As a result, people are without excuse, for though they knew God, they did not glorify him as God or show gratitude. Instead, their thinking became nonsense, and their senseless minds were darkened. And from John's Gospel, you pore over the scriptures because you think you have eternal life in them, yet they testify about me, and you are not willing to come to me that you may have life. And may God add his blessing to that reading.